Cookie Jar is this guy. He's, oh my God, he fucking rules. He now works at Harrah's. He used to work at the Continental, and he's this, he's like, yeah, he, well, the Continental's been bulldozer, but he's like this 70-year-old guy with like, he's had like 800 fucking facelifts. You know what I mean? Like his face looks like a demon's rectum now. Like it's so, you can just see it like doing the Lovecraftian dull chants in your nightmares. That was for two nerds in the audience. Oh, he referenced Frank Belknap Long and Thieberry Quinn. Very good. So, holy shit, what the fuck am I doing? This is my fucking comedy album. Has anyone ever read any Arthur Machen? Hello. Hi, how are you doing? Anyone? Novel of the White Powder? Am I alone in this? Hello. And he does his show, and he thinks he's Rick James, and he's fucking nuts, where he'll do the show. And, like, when I saw him at the Continental, it was like 4 in the morning, and he comes out, and he used to have a band called The Crumbs. Cook, Eat, Jar, and The Crumbs. Then he fired The Crumbs because they're drunks. And although Cookie firing guys because they're drunks is like, yeah. So, but he has like a little disco ball and a fog machine, and he controls it all with these weird foot pedals. So his last song of the night, 4 in the morning, I am blind, nonverbal drunk, and he's doing Love on the Rocks by Neil Diamond. So he's got the fog, he's like pumping the fog machine, and he's got the disco light, and the light's hitting him. So this is literally how he's ending. And I thought I was having a vision, because I think I'd lost, I think I kind of fell asleep, and then when I woke up, he was just going, Love on the Rocks! It's a bitch, baby. It's a goddamn bitch. And then walked off into the fog. Oh, my God. It's the greatest rock show I've ever seen.